The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And there is a ton of things going on in the sports world. We've got Masters to talk about. Is it going to be Rory? Probably not. Is it going to be Jordan? Maybe. The guy's on top of the leaderboard. Jason Day lurking behind. And Smiley right there, too. I mean, you got to love that name when you think about it. Smiley. Does it get any better than Smiley Kaufman being in the final group? I don't think so. And then the NBA. Golden State with still a glimmer of hope of breaking the Chicago Bulls record of 72 victories. Getting a very, very close victory against the Grizz. Unbelievable game. A lot going on in the sports world. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Man, lots of people in the hunt at Augusta. You got Jason Day, a DJ, at Even Par. You got Smiley Kaufman, Bernard Langer. And Golden State, man, it's do or die. You'll win two and they get it done. And I think they're going to will themselves to do it.
Yeah, I hope they do. I mean, we'll find out. Got a big game against San Antonio later, and then obviously they finish up on Wednesday. So, gotta love it, man. And then I know that there was a fight as well, so we'll get into that. Manny Pacquiao, the decision there. But anyways, keep it close, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Pollution from ground runoff is a growing problem in our country. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how you as a homeowner can help reduce it right after this.
You know what's true and what's not. And what's true is that the best laid plans need the strongest tools. And no tool has been up for more challenges than True Temper. These lawn and garden tools live up to their name again and again. Refined, perfected, strong, and durable. Innovative tools since 1808. You know what you need to get the job done. You and a tool that is absolutely true. True Temper.
Pollution from runoff, also known as non-point source pollution, comes from many different sources. It's caused by rainfall or snowmelt moving over and through the ground. As the runoff moves, it picks up and carries away both natural and man-made pollutants, finally depositing them into lakes, rivers, wetlands, coastal waters, and even our underground sources of drinking water. As a homeowner, you can help by controlling the sources of pollution in your own backyard. Make sure you keep your septic tank in good working order, use fertilizer sparingly, and sweep up any excess from driveways, sidewalks, and roads. Never dump anything down storm drains. Direct roof runoff away from paved surfaces and bare soil. Check your car for fluid leaks, recycle your used motor oil, and make sure that you pick up after your pet. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
Ah, the sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ladies and gentlemen, after completing a total of 36 rounds between these two legendary fighters, once again we go to the scorecard to determine a winner. All three judges turn in identical scorecards of 116 to 110 for the winner by way of unanimous decision. And now, the WBO International Welterweight Champion from the Philippines, Manny Bakan Pacquiao.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to Orphan Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Manny Pacquiao, quick question for you. Are you interested in boxing in general, Jeff? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I love it. I hate what's happened to it. I hate that we don't really put any emphasis on the heavyweights like we did in the 80s and 90s. But, you know, it's a different game now. It's got different competition. And, there's the few big names, but they're going to start going away. I mean, Floyd's going to start going away with it. Regardless of how you feel about him personally, he was a heck of a fighter. You know, Pacquiao for the last 10 or 15 years has been great. And I kind of hope this is the end of the line for Manny.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I was going. I'm not a huge guy when it comes to fighting in general, because it's been so bad for so long that it's hard to get behind it, obviously. I did like the days of when Mike Tyson was out there, because unpredictable was definitely part of it, but with that being said, you did get a good show. I mean, that's the problem more so today than anything, is you don't necessarily get that great a show. And people want to see action. And in a lot of these fights, there's very little action.
Yeah, well, you know, Pacquiao goes out there, he buries the loss to Tim Bradley. They fought three times. You win the rematch, you kind of avenge it, but you eliminate all doubt when you win the rubber match.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, let's get into this a little bit. Masters, we talked a little bit about in the open about how great it is. Like we said, the thing I like about golf, which is different than most games, there's no age. There really isn't. Age is not a factor. You have a lot of young guns, obviously, that are out there and they're making a lot of noise, but then you have Bernhard Langer, who is 58 years old, and he's hanging. I think it'll be tough for him to keep it up. Let's be honest. The older you are, the more difficult it is to kind of stay with this for any length of time. And we've seen it in the past where guys have made noise, but then they falter. So we'll just have to see how he does. But truth be told, special that he's even in the mix at this point.
Well, and if you think about it the other way around, you know, this guy won it in 1985. It was when he was 27. So you take a guy like Jason Day or Jordan Spieth and think about it, that 30 years down the line, one of these guys could be the old man in the hunt. You know, the staying power of golf. I mean, you know, you look at the NFL where players have anywhere from a 4 to 9 year shelf life. And then you look at a game like, tennis, where you're expired at 30 unless your name's Roger Federer. And then – in golf, it's an ageless game. I mean, the young kids tend to win it, but I mean, it wasn't too long ago there was a guy in his upper 30s, Eldrick Woods, that was really that was still a really good golfer before the Thanksgiving night incident. So it's an ageless game. It's nice to see that some of the older names still around, but eventually that Sunday pressure's got to get to him. We've seen it with Tom Watson a couple years ago at the Masters that played really well, was in the hunt on Saturday, and then kind of fell off on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's tough. Like I said, I mean, it's tough for anybody to keep it together for four rounds, let's be honest. But even seems more difficult when you're a little bit older. The body obviously doesn't recover as quickly. But you never know, man. Anything can happen. That's why they go out and they play the games. But I think it could be somebody that is not up there atop that leaderboard right now. I really do. I think it could be a guy that's sitting at even par, like a Jason Day, or somebody else in that mix. I wouldn't mind seeing Dustin Johnson make a little bit of a run. You know, he's a guy with major game, but seems like he winds up faltering in big moments as well, and he's not an old guy.
No, he's not, but that's man, just so much potential. You always see him in the hunt. He's got a couple wins, but he's not a guy you count on to get it done. I think the way that Jason Day has played golf over the last year, and what's happened early this year, he's one of those guys that you really you look at them both at even par going into Sunday, and you say, okay, if I got to take him head to head, I'm probably going to go with Day just because he hasn't shown his tendency to falter to the pressure on Sundays.
Yeah, and you know what? Jason Day is a heck of a nice guy, too, just in general, man. Just should be an interesting day. What about Hideki Matsuyama? Would you like to see him come out of the woodwork here and win a major?
Yeah, just to change it up a little bit, and I don't think that he's one of those names like Zach Johnson that's going to steal one. I think that he's a legitimate golfer, but he's got to win some tournaments to really get himself into the conversation. He's always he always seems to be in the top 10 going into Sunday, and just can't really crack the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, interesting to see how guys deal with pressure. I would think that Jordan is obviously the guy with the most ice in his veins, if you will, at this point, with the year that he had last year and just in general how he's come onto the scene here on the PGA Tour. A guy like Smiley Kaufman has absolutely nothing to lose, has played very well for three rounds. Is it too much to ask this guy to continue that?
It probably is. This course is playing really tough. This is playing, it's Augusta. I think it's probably one of the easier majors when the elements aren't there. But the way the course is playing this year, we're seeing these guys just struggle from inside 8 feet on the greens. Ernie Els was a disaster. I think it was on Thursday.
First hole right out of the gate, man. He scores a 10. Like you said, he's on that green in three and then seven putts it. You don't see that from Big Earn.
Well, and then you look at a guy like Ricky Fowler, who's supposed to be really good at bogey avoidance here, and he triple bogeys one. So, I mean, what we thought was the case, hasn't been the case this year at Augusta. And if Jordan can overcome, he's trying to fix his swing on Sunday morning to try to win this tournament, to try to hold off Smiley Kaufman, Bernard Langer, Matsuyama, maybe Dustin Johnson and Jason Day. So if he could pull this off on Sunday, this could be really impressive.
Surprised at a guy like Phil, who's not in the mix?
No. I think that Phil continues to be overrated, as he has been, for the last 6 or 7 years since he, got off the Schneid. He wins a major. I think he ended up winning three majors in like 3 years, and now he's just a name.
Yeah, I've never really been a Phil fan, to be honest with you. So, not really that upset seeing him miss a 5-footer or seeing him miss cuts or whatever it is, to be honest with you. I'm not a huge fan. I've never been. I don't think I ever will be. I think it's just that smile. It's just something about him that I really, I, I don't like. Justin Rose, he's a guy that's been around and a guy that can make some noise, and another guy that's maybe underachieved a little bit. What do you think? He's three over, kind of out of the mix to a certain degree, but again, you never know. It's Augusta.
It's Augusta, but there's a lot of people in front of him. Even if everybody plays par golf, he's got to play pretty well on Sunday. And Justin Rose just doesn't strike me as the guy that's going to make that kind of a jump.
Yeah, Brent Snedeker there. You know, you never know. Lee Westwood at one over. There's a lot of guys that are still in the mix. So we'll see how it plays out. Going to be a very interesting day. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to be back. We're going to get back into maybe some hoops on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just thinking about you, can't wait to see your smiling face. Could this be love I'm feeling for you? I've never felt this way before. No, I really want you to start, and baby, you are just me. That's the way it should be.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. We all know that. Masters, we can obviously talk about that. NBA basketball, we can talk about that. Golden State Warriors may be on the brink of surpassing the Chicago Bulls squad of 95-96. 72. Pretty gaudy number when you think about it. NFL, always interesting to talk NFL. And like you said earlier, our hearts and prayers go out to the Smith family, obviously killed in a after a car crash, ex-Saint, Super Bowl winner, like you said. Just terrible, tragic when you think about it. Road rage is a terrible thing. Really is.
Yeah, you know, Will Smith had a, you know, somewhat embattled career. You know, he was part of the StarCap scandal. He's part of the bounty scandal.
Yeah.
Great player at Ohio State. You know, Mark D'Antonio had some words for him on Twitter this morning. He was a defensive coordinator when Ohio State won the national championship in 2002. You know, played basically his entire career with the Saints, signed with the Patriots, but never played. But, you know, this guy gets into a car crash. He's out with his wife. He gets into a car crash. Guy, you know, 30-year-old man gets upset and shoots and kills him, shoots and wounds his wife, and leaves three children without a father. You know, just senseless violence any way you look at it. You know, Will Smith, you know, obviously in the public eye, we know him as a football player, but, you know, he was a man, he was a humanitarian, and, you know, a family has to go on without him, and it's really unfortunate over really nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, just remember, everybody, how important every day is when you think about it. But let's get into some football stuff. You know, we mentioned the Manziel thing about the Denver Broncos and whatnot. We'll see what happens there. We talked a little bit about this before, too, with all the tight ends being signed, the free agent tight ends getting signed. Patriots get a little bit better there, you would think. Anyway, the Packers get a little bit better there, you would think. So pretty interesting how the tight ends were going in the free agency market. And now we've got, obviously, the draft coming up on the horizon here pretty soon.
Yeah, what's it like to root for a team that doesn't pick at the top of the draft every year? I'm really curious to know, but I'm really excited. You know, Tennessee could go in a lot of different directions. There's no clear-cut number one. Miles Jack looks really special out of UCLA. We've seen him, play Iron Man football for Jim Mora there. DeForest Buckner, the pass rusher out of Oregon, seems like a perfect prospect. Jalen Ramsey, the safety from Florida State, seems like a perfect prospect. But what do you know? Teams that are at the top of the draft generally lack one position, and that's the quarterback. Tennessee, a little bit of an outlier because they're going to continue with Mariota. But you know, does Cleveland value Carson Wentz or Jared Goff enough to take them at number two? Or are they going to go at one of these more surefire athletes?
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is you would think that they're going to wind up going after a quarterback, but it's the Cleveland Browns, so you never know. Like, this would be the year to absolutely go after a quarterback because that's a specific need for them. I know you brought RG3 in, but we don't know what could happen with RG3 moving forward too. So kind of got to tread there lightly too, but it's the Cleveland Browns and they're always drafting at the top like you were talking. And I know you were making reference to the Green Bay Packers. That didn't slip by me there, but you're used to drafting here, and there's a reason for it because you make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, this is the highest they've drafted since 2000. They had the top picks in 99 and 2000 and used them on Tim Couch and Courtney Brown, you know, picks that obviously didn't end up panning out in Cleveland. Now they're back at the top of the draft. You know, what's funny is as quarterback deficient as they've been and for as many top 10 picks as they have, notably 2004, they take Kellen Winslow with Ben Roethlisberger still on the board. He goes to their rival and just punishes them for over a decade. They haven't spent a pick higher than 22, and they've taken Brady Quinn, Brandon Whedon, and Johnny Manziel, all with the number 22 pick, you know, and they haven't really taken a quarterback higher than that since taking Tim Couch in 1999. So, you know, they went the free agency route to at least hold the place. I would think that they're going to go after a rookie, but you know, they also have the 32nd pick in the draft. They might be able to get a Paxton Lynch or a Connor Cook there, or a Cardale Jones later on, which I think would be a big mistake for the Cleveland Browns, considering Jones is a Cleveland native and the Ohio State fan base there would be gushing at the seams, trying to get the hometown guy on the field, even if he's not the right answer. So I don't think Cardale Jones is a good answer there. But this is a really good draft. I mean, there's offensively Laremy Tunsil, Ronnie Stanley from Notre Dame. I mean, really good building blocks on your offensive line. It's just you got to decide where you want to fill the need. And Cleveland's just got so many needs. But I think it starts with the quarterback position.
Yeah. Hey, what do you make of the fans – putting that suit together to restore the Patriots draft pick, and just in general, how that whole thing is still kind of lingering out there?
It's weird. I think that once we go from the last pick of the first round being number 31 on Thursday, and we open it up with 32 instead of closing it out with 32 on Thursday, I think that once that draft pack, once we get past that voided slot where the Patriots would be picking, I think that we just move on and we try to put this thing behind us, but it's always going to hang on Tom Brady. It's always going to hang on Bill Belichick when you combine it with the Spygate and everything else that the Patriots have been accused for, rightfully so in some cases, over the years.
Yeah, they're always a little bit interesting. Tom Brady, do you think he winds up getting that suspension to start the year this year?
No, I think he plays, and I think that this thing finally puts itself to bed. But be honest, Spygate hasn't been put to bed. The PED scandal in baseball, I don't really think that that's been put to bed either.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, man? It's all kind of out there for the taking, but interesting stuff, as we always know in the world of sports. Thinking about this, Russell Wilson. Does he need a couple more weapons there in Seattle for him to get back to kind of where he was?
Probably. I mean, they lost Bruce Irvin this week to the Raiders. That's going to hit them pretty hard. This is kind of the price of success, is you got to start paying these guys. They start walking away. But, yeah, he could use an offensive weapon. I think that they need to address it through the draft rather than through free agency, so that, you can have young guys, maybe not first-round picks, But you can get guys on the second and third day of the draft that can really help your team and grow with your team, and you don't have to really pay a lot to enlist their services for the first couple of years of their career.
So do you think that the Green Bay Packers find themselves back on top of the world in the NFL with a healthy Jordy Nelson, hopefully, obviously getting themselves a little bit better at tight end. Now they've got that two tight end set that they can run, which should be pretty interesting once again. And then, like I said, with a healthy Jordy Nelson, you would think they could get back to being a team that should be reckoned with.
Yeah, that would be the answer. I mean, that sure seemed like the difference last year, even though you try to supplement it by bringing James Jones in and doing some other things. But, I think it comes down to just who does Aaron trust. I mean, he trusted Jordy Nelson. I think that he needs to diversify a little bit, but obviously having 87 back on the field goes a long way towards his trust of his offense altogether.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is you're only as good as the weapons around you. At the end of the day, we saw that with not only our guy Aaron Rodgers, but we also saw it with Tom Brady, when you think about it, because at the end of the day, he just got too depleted there, and they had nothing to really fall back on when it came down to the final push there in the playoffs for them. Not enough weapons. When you're a guy like that, it doesn't matter how good you really are. At least to me, it doesn't really make a difference how good you are. If you have no weapons to throw to, you're not going to be that effective.
Who did more with less, Tom Brady or Cam Newton in 2015?
Tom Brady or Cam Newton? Well, here's the difference. Cam Newton had less to start with. You know what I'm saying? So he already had that kind of in his head, because his big weapon went down before the season even started, if my memory serves me correct. And so he's always done a little bit more with a little bit less, if you ask me.
But he's got Bill Belichick in his corner. I think that that supplements it a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't replicate Gronk. Not having a running game. I mean, that's really what it comes down to in both situations. And it may be why neither team could figure out the Denver Broncos defense, because they were so one dimensional. It was all Brady or it was all Cam.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
And similar situations too with Olsen in Carolina and Gronk in New England, where they rely on their tight end so much.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is coaching is very important. We all know that. But having the players to go out there and execute the plays is really the big thing. But anyways, I do hear the music. It means we got to take another quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman. On the other side, Shane Koenig, our basketball insider. We're going to get into it with him, talk about those Golden State Warriors and a whole lot more. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I think my garden is cursed.
I told Dominic Miracle-Gro garden soil with moisture control helps gardens flourish and protects against over and under watering.
Ace is the place where a miracle cancels out a curse.
Now through Monday, don't miss over $250 in instant savings on select products throughout the store, including our best brands like Miracle-Gro. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store through April 11th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com, BusinessLoansNow.com.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 6/10 of a second remaining.
All right. Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. We are going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our basketball insider. Talk to him about that great guy, Steph Curry, and those spectacular Golden State Warriors who are one win away from tying the Bulls' record of 72-10 back in 95-96, and then two wins away from breaking it. So, Shane, welcome to the program as always, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I'm sure you watched just like we did. Golden State down about 10 points late in that ball game, 6 minutes left or so, and somehow, some way, they find a way to get past Memphis and keep the dream alive of 73. Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, they're a team that always seems to believe in themselves, especially on offense, and believe in their offensive ability and their offensive sets to keep them in games no matter how far out they are, and to just plug along, and they always seem to be in it even when they're seemingly out of it. So I shouldn't be too surprised, but it was impressive, no doubt about it, especially after so many people were like, they're not really worried about the record, they're not really worried about winning it, especially when Draymond Green says that they want the regular season to be over. They came into that game and seemed to almost want it to be over and then turned it on at the end and are still in it for the record.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, Memphis obviously plays them close, lets the lead go. Golden State, you know, puts themselves in a position where they can make history regardless of what happens in San Antonio on Sunday. They'll meet the Grizzlies again with a chance for history in one way or another. Is there any way that Memphis can go into Roracle and deny Golden State at this point in the season? Or are you like me and do you believe that the Warriors can just will themselves to victory regardless of the adversity?
I think the odds would be in Golden State's favor, especially playing at home, especially with a team that in Memphis who I think that Dave Yeager needs some love for Coach of the Year with three of his best players basically not even available to him for half a year. So I think if they had Mike Conley, I think if they had Zach Randolph, I think if they had Marc Gasol, I think they would have a terrific chance in that game. But they're a patchwork team at this point that, amazingly enough, is a 5 seed in the West. So there's always a chance they could win it. I mean, they have the defensive ability to do it. I just don't think they have the offensive control to keep Golden State from running on them or racking up 10 points in the fourth quarter to come back and win a game. I just don't think they have the ball control offense or even the high potent offense to keep them in a game if Golden State gets going.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable when you think about the race there at the end of the Western Conference. You have the young Utah Jazz who are hanging on right now to that eighth spot, and then the very disappointing Houston Rockets who are definitely on the outside looking in, especially after a bad loss to the Phoenix Suns the other day.
Yeah, I am a self-proclaimed Utah Jazz fan, and when I watch them play, I mean, we talk about bad losses that the Rockets come up with, and the Rockets brass comes out and says, we need to reevaluate every position here, including the general manager and our interim head coach. And it's almost like one of those things where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't need to announce that. I think that was pretty much a known entity. But I think that Utah has the same issues. They lost to the Clippers with their four best players sitting. So I think that race is almost like not even a tortoise versus a hare. It's like a snail versus a tortoise. They're both limping into the playoffs so they can get beat by Golden State in four or five games. It's pretty brutal.
I hear what you're saying about the Clippers, but the Clippers, for some weird reason, they really play well without a lot of those guys in there. And let's face it, Jamal Crawford is really like a starter in most cases, but he does come off the bench for them. They're pretty loaded when you think about it.
Well, no, there's no doubt about it. The Clippers, what made them so strong last year is that their bench was strong. What made them weak was that their starting shooting guard and slash small forward was a weakness for them, and that's why they went out and got Lance Stephenson, and that didn't help them, and that's why they traded Lance Stephenson away and tried to get Jeff Green. So there's no question that the Clippers are a very deep team, and they lost some of that depth when they tried to get Lance Stephenson, when they let go of Matt Barnes. But I think they're a really good team, and I think that if Blake Griffin had been healthy and they would have been able to keep him in the fold and get him to the point where he is playing within the offensive set and doing what he does best, they would be a title contender. I just don't think that without Blake completely healthy that they're going to be able to make a run at that.
That is the voice of Shane Koenig joining us, Basketball Insider. Go ahead, Jeff.
Between the Clippers at 4, the Trailblazers at 5, and Memphis at 6, what's the most imposing second-round matchup that you think Golden State's looking at in the playoffs?
I think that when you look at throughout the year, the whole season, Golden State has had a problem with two main things. One is a dynamic point guard that will force Klay Thompson to either switch with Steph Curry on them or take Klay Thompson to the rim and force the quickness of the point guard to be an advantage over Klay Thompson and switching out up top. Golden State has had problems with that where a big man that has decent feet can keep Steph Curry in front of him. They switch back and forth and they just switch everything on top. And so I think Portland would be the biggest challenge there because you've got, you know, your Myers Leonard that can even pull people away from the goal. Like, they can take Andrew Bogut away. They can even take Draymond Green out of the middle, and he can shoot threes. And Damian Lillard is Steph Curry light. Like, he's not quite as dynamic. He's probably a little bit better to the rim, but not as strong of a shooter. But he is amazing with the ball. I think he's probably one of the most underrated point guards, especially scoring point guards in the league. And I think that that dynamic playmaking ability along with CJ McCollum would be the most difficult matchup for them.
Interesting. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, I just keep thinking back to that, what would have been the 2012 draft when the Cavaliers had the fourth pick and took Deion Waiters with Damian Lillard on the board. Going to Weber State kind of scares away some NBA teams, but Portland hits a home run with that.
They've done that back-to-back years, too. I mean, CJ McCollum sat for his first year, and then he got injured his second year, and now in his third year, people are like, oh, no wonder they – you know, built around this guy and let players walk. It was, I mean, they let Wesley Matthews go to Dallas and people were wondering what they're doing because how are they going to come up with scoring? And now this guy that went to a small school as well, he's scoring 20 points a game. So they're great about that. And I think that it surprised them even about how quickly those two have meshed together and made quite an offensive backcourt.
Hey, question for you. We didn't mention this. We talked about it, obviously, but it's come and gone. The national championship game with North Carolina, Villanova. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because, obviously, Villanova wins the game. And Jay Wright, obviously, now is, and without a doubt, we understand it, he's a hot commodity. And there's talk about the Phoenix Suns wanting to bring this guy here to be the head coach. I talked to Jeff about this a little bit earlier, and we, I think we're kind of on the same page, but you know what? It's all about bettering yourself. We understand that. But in this particular case, sometimes I think staying put is maybe a better option than trying to advance because of your success. Would Jay Wright be making a mistake moving to the NBA and the Phoenix Suns, or should he stay in Villanova where he's got to be something of a hero, a god, an icon, or something along those lines? Because when you win a national title, that's pretty special, especially since it hasn't been done since 1985 at Villanova.
I would say that if you took out the Phoenix Suns, I would say that it might not be the worst move for him to go to the NBA. But when you say, should I stay at Villanova or go to the Suns, I would stay anywhere and not go to the Suns because they're, from general manager ownership down, is a mess. they're a wreck.
Go ahead, Shane. Sorry.
I mean, what are you going to? I mean, there's not even – I mean, they have one good player that they think they can build around at shooting guard, and that's it. I mean, there's nothing there. So, I mean, the thing about it is I think that it used to be that when you were a college coach, it was a – impossible transition. You know, Patino gave it a try. Calipari gave it a try. But now Brad Stevens has had so much success in Boston that people think that that's the end vote thing to do. I think Jay Wright, the way that he has always run Villanova with point guards and guard you and maybe one big man, has made him even a more hot commodity because that's the way the NBA is going, with a center that's not a true center or a power forward that can shoot threes and spreading the floor with a four out, one in set. But I don't think that the Phoenix Suns would be the answer. I think that if he can wait it out and do some good things like Brad Stevens did at Butler, and when Butler wasn't in the Final Four and was barely making tournaments, that was the time when he left and went to a tremendous organization that has history behind it. I think that that would be the smarter move for Jay Wright, to be patient, wait for the right opportunity.
Yeah, Brad Stevens is just an unbelievable coach when you really think about it. And I think that that's maybe – an interesting example, because he's a guy that did it from one of those mid-majors versus,
yeah,
you know, a different guy coming out of the power conferences coming to the NBA. And I think it also takes a special group of guys to buy into what Brad Stevens is selling as well. And he's found that with those guys in Boston.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you look at sports, it seems that NBA always goes for that big coach, like we said, the Patinos, yeah, the Calipari's. But when you look at football has always tried to get head coaches from mid, like Tom Coughlin was from Boston College. He wasn't a huge, so I think that when you look at, I think a lot of NBA teams are going to start looking at mid-major people that are able to develop talent to compete with the big players, because kids are coming out of school so early that development is now that much more important than, can I get you talent and you just get them to play together? I think having one or two really good players is important, but if you can get an Isaiah Thomas to develop, if you can get Olenek to fill into a certain role and get all those guys to come together and develop, that I think the NBA is moving towards that way more than just, can you get personalities to play together like a Phil Jackson used to do?
Yeah. Hey, what can you say about the divorce of Sam Hinkie and the Colangelos and the Philadelphia 76ers in general?
I think that the 76ers had started to realize that the quote-unquote the process was really starting to affect ticket prices and ticket purchasing. You know, they were behind it for 2 or 3 years. I think that I heard someone say it feels a little too early to really say that era was wrong. But there were some really poor decisions that were made. They're going to have draft picks this year. They could have really high draft picks this year with the trade with the Lakers. They could have a top 4 or 5 pick that they wasn't even their pick, and they're a terrible team as well. So they could have 2 picks in the top 5. But when you get 2 picks in the top 5 and top 5 picks year after year, and all you do is draft centers and power forwards, you know, and the NBA is moving away from that, moving towards shooting and spreading the floor, it just feels like there's something wrong with that looking from the outside in. So I think that they just felt like Sam Hinkie was just too smart for the room, and that getting someone that has built and developed entire organizations in the Colangelo family was a better way to go.
Great stuff as always, Shane. We got to cruise to a break. Appreciate it. We'll talk at you next week, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All righty, take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us, our basketball insider on the program. Always does a great job for us. As we always do, though, this is our parting shot time. So, Jeff, you're up first, buddy.
Hey, let's give a little love to the Chicago Cubs. I got a chance to check them out in Phoenix on Thursday. Just a very well-built team. Unfortunately, I did see Kyle Schwarber carted off the field on Gene Segura's inside the park home run. I think that he's kind of a round peg in a square hole with a National League team. It's tough to plug him in defensively. I think the Cubs survive this. I don't think that this is that devastating of a blow, even though it does seem like that on the surface.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out, but obviously a huge blow. And speaking of blows, look, it's the Masters, and guys are going to definitely take some shots, and guys are going to have some ups and downs, and things are going to be interesting, as it always is, because it is the Masters, and that's the beauty of golf in general, because it's so hard to have four great rounds, and that's what you need to do. But truth be told, it's going to be a great day, a lot of fun, and we'll see if Jordan can get another one done, and we'll see if somebody can knock him out of that spot, somebody from behind. Keep it close, everybody. We'll talk to you next week here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Maybe do it again sometime. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.